Do you notice, Eli, like, have you noticed some of your other players over the course of years, over the course of the last few years, feeding off of Eli? Has Eli sort of made other guys steady in the way that he is?
I think having your quarterback that's obviously not unnerved by it is certainly beneficial. I don't think there's any question about that. But, you know, he's the unspoken leader out there. So to, you have 10 guys looking at one guy. So that guy that they're looking at, it's imperative that he show that there's a poise and a belief that, hey, we're going to get this thing done. And I think the fact that we have experienced some success, you know, I think everybody kind of feeds into that, and there's no sense of panic or sense that we can't get the thing done. The few times we haven't, it hasn't been because we didn't move the ball. It's been a turnover here or, you know, slip here or tackle from behind there. But in both those cases, we were moving down the score again.
Kevin, you won last week's game without the benefit of production from a tight end. I mean, that doesn't happen very often in this league. Ballard doesn't look like he's too good right now. How much of a concern is that for you this week?
Well, it's a big concern. I mean, obviously, Jake had worked his way into being a very important part of, you know, the puzzle. And
in that game in Dallas, too.
Yeah, he was huge. And as the game went on near the very end, that last drive, they started using a technique I hadn't seen until having to be watching television. And I saw Romeo Crennel do it at Kansas City. And then all of a sudden they were doing it where they took two guys and they literally like punt coverage. And they got two guys just Vice and Victor. So we couldn't win with Victor. So we had to win somewhere else. And there's a couple of things you can do, but one of the things that was an easy solution was to see if Jake could win, and he made a huge play for us. Got it right down to the, you know, to the 1 yard line. So, you know, it's a concern. Obviously, you wish Jake was there. He's played so well, but that's where the other guys, and we've been fortunate this year when guys have been hurt, people have stepped up and filled in and done a good job for us. So we're looking forward to seeing what Travis can do. You know, when he's been healthy and done some things, he's made some plays, and hopefully he or Bear will do it.
Kevin, how much upside is it for Victor, considering what he's done already? And he's a pretty world player.
Yeah, I think it's I've jokingly said, you know, he giveth and taketh away on a play-to-play basis. But in all honesty, he's grown over the last 3 or 4 weeks. There's not been many mistakes, and you know, he's actually made some terrific reads. And I just think it's really impressive to me to see the growth that's taken place with him. So what I would think is there'll be fewer and fewer mistakes as the years go on, and you know, providing he stays healthy and everything else, nothing debilitating physically becomes a factor. I'd see no reason why he wouldn't continue to get much better.
Do you think that because his background was and he hadn't been drafted, he was with another team and they came here, that some of that contributes to it being a little bit slower for him to grasp everything and then all of a sudden just explodes?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know. I know where he was at. They threw the ball a lot, and so there's a lot of terrific coaches at 1AA level. I know they don't even refer to it anymore that way, but, you know, the subdivision, college, whatever it is. But and that they were one of those teams that threw the ball. So he at least had a background, something where, you know, there was he could reference, hey, oh, that's like this, or that, oh, that reminds me of what we did. So I think those things helped a little bit. But when you're in that inside position, which is where we needed somebody to be, you know, somebody to, you know, to take Steve Smith's spot, there's a lot going on. It's so much easier outside. I mean, you got a corner, and then either the corner goes deep or the corner rolls up and the safety's over the top. That's it. You know, inside, you got somebody over your head. You got a linebacker. You got a safety you can drop down. You got the other safety come across. You know, you got so many more variables in the equation of you making final decisions. It's hard to play that position. And to be honest with you, he struggled. Like, he made some big plays, but there was a lot of – you know, things where I was just, you know, again, I was kidding, but I wasn't kidding. You know, I mean, it was a good thing and it was a bad thing, and it was a good thing and then it was a bad thing. And I just seen so many fewer mistakes. I mean, the guy's just, he's really reduced the number of errors he's making. He's just making a lot of good decisions. And you saw the great plays, which were obvious. I mean, the terrific plays he made. But even on those ones where the ball, he and he didn't read it right, he was making, you know, it was a good decision. His decision was right. I mean, he was doing the right thing. So I'm really proud of, you know, the growth that's taking place with him, because I don't know how fair it was for us to expect somebody to be able to do all he's done. And obviously he's, you know, the total yardage and production has been phenomenal. You know, but that, again, as I said, always we thought we had a guy that, you were excited maybe he could do it. You know, you never know if they're going to do it, but you thought maybe he could do it. He looked like he had the quickness. He obviously had the ability to make some tough catches he had shown the preseason before. He had the body type that could, you know, withstand some of the hits that you're going to be subjected to inside. But you never know. You never know. And for him to do the things he's done and like the run he made after the catch. I mean, I was looking for a first down. That's what I was looking for. Let's get it out of, you know, off the end zone so we don't have to, you know, kick it from the 1 yard line. And so we had the good call. We made the first down. And because they were trying to cheat the safety down, all of a sudden now, just like my Bradshaw run, you put 11, 10 guys up on a, you know, line of scrimmage, you crease it, it goes for a touch. That's what happened. The guys all of a sudden had bad angles. So what was 11 yard run turned into, you know, a huge play.